Ever wonder, like, how does a farmer really know, truly know what their animals are eating? If you see a field of grass, right? But how do they actually figure out, like, the nitty-gritty details, the actual nutrients that are in that hay or that silage?
It's a great question, and it's becoming more and more important, right, for like making sure the animals are healthy, but also like for the quality of the food that we end up eating.
Exactly. And that's actually the perfect starting point for our deep dive today. We're going to be talking about precision agriculture.
Okay.
It's all about using technology, smart technology, to make better decisions on the farm, especially when it comes to, what are we feeding the livestock?
Right.
So we're going to be unpacking this really interesting technology that's changing how forage, things like your hay and your silage, how that's analyzed. And it's called near-infrared spectroscopy, or NIR.
NIR, okay.
So think of it as like a super fast, non-destructive way to kind of figure out what's the nutritional makeup of forage, and it uses light to do that.
That's a really cool way to think about it. I mean, NIR spectroscopy is such a powerful tool, and more farmers are starting to use it, and it's really changing how they understand the, what they're growing, what they're working with.
Yeah, and it gives them those insights without having to go through all the hassle and the time of sending things off to a lab.
Right, exactly.
For this deep dive, we've got some really great resources, some cool stuff. First of all, we're going to be looking at an Italian farm, Azienda Agricola Playa San Donato, and we're going to be looking at them through a YouTube video from Dinamica Generale.
Okay.
And they're actually using a specific type of baller. So it's called an Orkel Densix baller.
You Oracle
They
Dense.
actually call it a Macanario in the video, which is just their fancy word for machine. Piece of equipment.
Okay.
But they're getting some really interesting data from using that. We also have some information directly from Orkel, which is a Norwegian company that specializes in agricultural equipment. And they talk about this built-in NIR technologies that they have. We also have a whole article about how NIR can actually make farms more efficient. And then just to kind of give us the complete picture, we've got a document that kind of compares, like, okay, what if you send samples off to the lab versus, using this integrated NIR approach? How do those two methods stack up against each other?
Oh, and I should probably just mention, just to get this out of the way, you might hear the words valoni and baloney,
Okay.
which simply mean round bales. So don't get confused by that.
Round bales.
So basically our mission today is to really understand, okay, how does this NIR technology, especially when it's like built right into the machinery, like these Orkel ballers, how is it giving the farmers this immediate data about how good, how nutritious their forage is?
Right.
And ultimately, how could this lead to healthier animals and, potentially better food for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's break that down. Okay, so let's start with like the really basic stuff. What is NIR spectroscopy?
All right, so NIR spectroscopy, at its heart, it's this analytical method that uses light. And we're not just talking about any kind of light, but specifically near-infrared light to figure out what something is made of. And what's so amazing about it is it's really fast and it doesn't damage the sample. You don't have to like destroy it to figure out what's in it. So imagine this. You've got some hay, right?
Right.
And you shine this special kind of light, this near-infrared light on it. Now, different parts of the hay, like the water, the protein, fat, different types of fiber, the starch, they all absorb this near-infrared light in a different way.
Oh, interesting.
So by measuring, okay, how much light is absorbed at different wavelengths, we can immediately understand what the hay is made of
Oh, well, great.
without having to, grind it up or send it off to a lab or anything like that. It's almost like you're shining a light on it and reading a nutritional barcode
Oh, like,
that tells you exactly what's inside.
so it's like this high-tech nutrient scanner. And now we keep hearing about Orkel. So how are they using this NIR magic in their actual machinery?
So, Orkel, they really are kind of leading the way here. They've figured out how to put NIR sensors right into their ballers.
Oh, wow.
Like, for example, that Orkel Densix that we saw in the Italian video, that high-density baler, as the machine is making the bales, those sensors are constantly analyzing the forage as it's, going through the baler. So that means that with every single round bale, with every valone, the farmer is getting live data on the quality of that bale. So the information from Orkel is really clear that this integrated sensor gives you really accurate information about things like how much dry matter there is, which is just, you know, the opposite of how much moisture is in it, and also things like the nutrient levels. And this is just way faster than anything they had before.
So as the bale is literally being formed, they nuggets in it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I mean, talk about efficiency.
It's a game changer.
So what kind of specific details are they actually getting in real time?
So the NIR technology on machines like the Oracle Densix, it can actually measure a lot of different things. So it measures that moisture level, as I said, which is often displayed as a percentage of dry matter.
Okay.
But it can also measure things like how much protein is in there, the fat content, and also those really important fiber components, the things that, you know, affect how well the animals can digest the food. So things like NDF, which stands for neutral detergent fiber, and ADF, which is acid detergent fiber. And those are basically measures of the parts of the plants that the animals can't really digest.
Okay, so and so lower NDF and ADF is better, because that means the animals are getting more nutrients out of what they're eating.
Exactly. Yeah. The lower those numbers, the easier it is for the animals to get the good stuff out.
Got it.
And it can even measure the starch levels as well.
Starch levels. Wow.
And in fact, Andrea Saggerato, that farmer from the Italian farm, he actually mentioned that his machine is measuring dry matter, NDF, ADF, starch, fiber, and protein all in real time.
Wow.
He also mentioned that they can see the weight of each bale. They have sensors for that on the machine.
Oh, wow.
And that they can even see all this data on their phone.
So they've got like a little app or something?
Yeah, something like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get what NIR is. We see how Oracle's using it. But what are the advantages for the farmer? Like in the real world, what does this actually mean for them?
So there are a few really big advantages. First of all, it gives them much better control over the quality of their product.
Okay.
Because they're getting this instant feedback about the moisture and the nutrients as they're baling. They can see right away if the forage is meeting their standards.
Okay.
And the Oracle website actually mentions this ability to ensure that the baled material is up to their standards. So this allows them to make decisions right there on the spot. Maybe they need to change their baling speed, or maybe even decide that, you know, a certain part of the field isn't producing the quality that they need.
Oh, that's so smart. Catching it right away instead of like weeks later when you get a lab result back or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's one advantage. What's another big one?
Another big one is efficiency. It makes their whole operation much more efficient. Because they're getting this instant feedback, they can tweak the baling process as they go.
Okay.
So that means, you know, they might minimize waste, for example. If the moisture level's too high, they might need to change how they're drying it.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it just makes their whole workflow much smoother and helps them use their time and resources more efficiently.
So less wasted effort, smarter use of resources.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And the third advantage is that they can make better decisions overall. Because they have all this accurate data, they know exactly how nutritious the forage is, so they can make better plans, you know, when to harvest, where to harvest, how to store different batches based on their quality.
Yeah, that's smart.
And in the long run, this could even lead to better yields, better use of their forage. So it's really about, you know, moving from guesswork to decisions based on hard data.
Data-driven decisions.
Exactly. And that could mean healthier animals, which means better quality food for you at the end of the day.
So it's all about having that knowledge, right?
Right.
And that lets them make smarter choices about every single bale.
Exactly. And maybe one of the most important advantages is that they can actually create feed that's customized for the needs of their animals.
Oh, okay.
So if they know exactly how much protein, fiber, starch, all those key nutrients are in each bale, they can create these special feeding plans for different groups of animals.
Oh, that's cool.
Based on their age, how fast they're growing, even their health needs.
So it's like personalized diets for the livestock.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just guessing anymore.
That makes sense.
And finally, this technology, this data, it makes the buying and selling of round bales much more transparent.
Okay.
So if farmers are trading forage, they both know, both the buyer and the seller know exactly what they're getting because they have this data.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrea Saggerato, he actually mentioned that they use this data to manage their bales better.
Okay.
But also, you know, if they're selling bales, they know exactly what they're offering.
So it's a win-win situation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So now let's talk about how this integrated NIR system, you know, how does it compare to the old school way of sending your samples off to a lab to get them analyzed.
So this is a really important point. Traditional lab testing, and we're talking about the kind of testing that's described in that document. Should you use lab techs or integrated NIR, that kind of testing is really accurate for each individual sample that they analyze.
Okay.
It mentions that the margin of error is something like 0.5 percentage points. But the problem is, it's really hard to get a sample that actually represents all the forage that you have.
Right.
So a farmer might only send like 5 samples from their whole harvest.
Well, that's not a lot.
No. And if the quality of the hay varies across the field or between different cuttings, those 5 samples aren't really going to tell you the whole story.
Yeah.
And the document actually emphasizes that, you know, if you make a mistake taking those samples on the farm, that can really throw off the results.
So even if the lab test itself is really accurate, if those first samples aren't good, then the results are no good either.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Now let's talk about integrated NIR technology.
All right.
So with NIR, the accuracy for a single measurement might be a bit lower than a lab test.
Yeah.
The document mentions something like 3 percentage points, but then it also says it could be closer to 1.5% for dry matter and 2.5% for nutrients if you calibrate it properly.
Okay.
But here's the really important difference. With NIR, you're collecting way more data.
Yeah, makes sense.
You could be talking about thousands of readings as the baler is going through the field compared to just a handful of samples that you'd send to a lab.
Right.
So each individual NIR reading might have a bit more variability, but because you have so many more, you get a much better overall picture of the quality of the forage.
So it's like, even if each individual measurement is a little bit less precise, the fact that you're taking so many more measurements gives you a better average.
Exactly, yeah. That's the beauty of statistics.
Okay.
And the document actually gives a really good example of this. So even with that 3% margin of error for a single NIR reading, when you take thousands of data points, the margin of error for the average across all those samples, it drops down to something like 0.095%.
0.095, wow, that's tiny.
It's very small. Now compare that to the lab test with just 5 samples and that 0.5% individual error.
Okay.
The margin of error for the average there is much higher, something like 0.224%.
So even with that slightly less accurate measurement for each individual one, because you're taking so many more with NIR, the overall like average is much more accurate.
Exactly. Yeah, you get a much more reliable understanding of what your forage is actually like. And the document actually says that in most cases, especially when the feed quality varies, NIR is the better choice.
Oh, interesting.
Because it gives you a truer sense of what your feed is like overall. They actually calculated that the error rate for a single NIR sample could be much higher before the overall average error would be the same as with those 5 lab samples.
Wow.
So, it really shows you how important it is to have a lot of data.
That's a great way to, illustrate that point. So it's like, would you rather have, a few really precise measurements, or would you rather have a ton of measurements that give you a better sense of the big picture?
Exactly, yeah. And for most farmers, they have to deal with all the natural variation in their fields, so getting that big picture is much more important. It helps them make better decisions about how to feed their animals.
Okay, so the farmers out there, they're baling, they're getting all this data in real time.
Right.
How easy is it for them to actually use this information?
So the information from Orkel is really clear on this.
Okay.
The measurements, they're shown right away on the baler's main screen.
Okay.
And a lot of times there's a separate screen just for the NIR data as well.
Okay.
So the operator can see it as they're working. But even better, a lot of these systems now, they have what's called telematics.
Telematics.
Which basically means you can access the data remotely on your phone or on your computer.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can get this like bird's eye view of all the bales in a batch or even over a longer period of time.
Okay.
And you can often export the data as a PDF or an Excel spreadsheet if you want to do more detailed analysis or keep records.
That's great.
And if you prefer, you can also download the data directly from the machine using a USB drive.
Oh, okay, cool.
And remember Andres Augerato, he mentioned that he could see the values on his phone.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of how easy it is to access this data.
So it's not just like a bunch of numbers. It's actually presented in a way that's useful.
Right.
They can track trends. They can compare different fields, different harvests, really get a good understanding of their forage quality.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not an afterthought anymore. It's not something you do after you've harvested everything. It's part of the process.
Yeah.
And it lets you make adjustments as you go.
Okay, and just briefly, let's talk about the environmental impact of this. How does this technology, help farmers be more sustainable?
So that's an important question.
Yeah.
NIR technology, it helps farmers be more sustainable in a few different ways. First of all, it lets them really fine-tune their feeding strategies.
Okay.
Because they know exactly what's in the feed, they can make sure the animals are getting exactly what they need, which can actually reduce the amount of feed they use overall.
Oh, okay.
And that means less waste. And when you use resources more efficiently, that's better for the environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, when the animals are healthier and more productive, that can also reduce the environmental impact of livestock farming.
So it's not just about, saving money for the farmer. It's
Yeah.
also about being more responsible with our resources.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a
Yeah.
technology that can benefit both the farmer and the environment.
So it's a win-win. Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive into the world of integrated NIR technology, especially how Oracle is using it in their ballers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear that this is a really powerful tool for farmers, and it gives them so much data that can help them make better decisions, which can lead to better quality feed and better quality animal products.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being able to get that real-time data about the quality of your forage, that's a huge step forward for the whole industry.
So here's something to think about, something to chew on.
If this technology can tell us so much about what animals are eating, what other parts of food production could benefit from this kind of non-destructive analysis? And how would that change the food that we eat?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question.
Think about, more transparency, better
Yeah.
quality control, not just in animal feed, but in the whole food supply chain.
Right, the possibilities are pretty amazing.
It really makes you think.
It does, yeah.